Welcome to the Accountability Coach Podcast. I am thrilled to have you on board with me today. We're diving into the world of proven business success principles that are all about helping you make more money and work less. And I'm on a mission to guide you towards your ideal business and your ideal life. So buckle up and get ready for some powerful insights, and let's turn your goals into reality. This is Ann Bachrach. Today we're talking about 20 smart answers for smart goal setting. Johann Wolfgang van Goethe said, "Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, magic, and power in it." You know, we've all heard about smart goal setting. In days gone by, business leaders adopted a set of principles to sustain business growth and achieve goals. These principles were known as SMART goals. In other words, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. While many corporate giants now believe these principles to be somewhat archaic and not relevant in today's dynamic, less structured business world, SMART goals can be expanded and revised to suitably fit our current business philosophies. So let's break this down and delve into each one right now. S is for specific. Creating specific goals is no less relevant today than it was 20 or more years ago. But let's ramp it up by adding stimulating, systematic, synergy, and self-talk to the list of the S words. So let's be specific. Your goals need to not only be specific in detailing what it is you want to achieve, they need to also be specific to the various facets of your life. You are wasting mental energy by stating your business goal is to increase turnover by 20%, let's say. By when? In what area? Using what resources? Or in how many increments? To achieve your goals so they are measurable, yes, there's the M word, and successful, you have to specify how, when, where, and why you intend to go about it. Stimulating. Your goals need to stimulate you sufficiently to take action. A half-baked goal that doesn't excite or stimulate you is very unlikely to get any further than the drawing board. Setting goals is about raising your current standards, setting the goals posted higher and further away, pushing that envelope. Systematic. Your goals require a systematic approach to achieve your end result. If your goal is to increase production by 4% in the first year, you need to implement a systemized approach to attain that result. Your goal may require an initial increase in productivity of 0.25% per month for the first 6 months, for example. Revised systems must be improved so your employees become familiar with the goals for the business and how you're going to implement the necessary changes to achieve those goals. Synergy. Dictionary.com describes synergy as the interaction of two or more agents or forces so that their combined effect is greater than the sum of their individual efforts. In business, as in life, more can be accomplished as a team effort than an individual. And so, it is the same with setting goals. Employ a support network to help you achieve your goals. Of course, in business, the support of a team structure goes without saying. A great leader understands the value of ensuring every member of the team is working towards the same goal. He or she also knows how to generate a shared sense of excitement and strength of purpose in attainment of these goals. Self-talk. We all have that inner voice that conducts a never-ending commentary in our lives. This voice can be very harsh and judgmental, or it can be encouraging and confident, depending on the message we send out. By believing in yourself and your ability to succeed, your inner voice can become your greatest ally and biggest fan. With practice and a positive attitude, your inner voice will stand beside you and cheer you on until you reach your goalposts. M is for measurement. Now, in the SMART goal principle, M is for measurable, but it can also stand for motivation, memorable, and meaningful. So measurable. Traditionally, goals have been set with measurable outcomes, which work when the outcome is measurable. However, in many cases, the eventual outcomes for important goals you have set are difficult to measure. So in these situations, your focus needs to be on the incremental steps, which are measurable, rather than the final outcome. So when you have created goals that are hard to measure, visualize how you want the end result to look and write that down. Describe as vividly as possible how it will make you feel once you've achieved that goal. Committing your goals to paper is your commitment to achieving that goal. It creates a powerful statement and a conscious promise to set about doing what you've only thought about. Motivation. Motivation is the engine that will drive you to achieve your goals. Without motivation and a passionate desire to succeed, goal setting is a futile exercise. In the same way achieving your goals is driven by your motivation, motivation is driven by the excitement and pleasure you derive from setting your goals and watching them come to fruition one by one. Memorable. Consider this. Who do you consider memorable and why? Memorable people create memorable goals. Most of us want to lead worthwhile and fulfilling lives. We want to make a difference in the world. We want to build our confidence and self-esteem. We want to leave a mark and be memorable. The people in our lives and in our history who are memorable have become so by setting goals and working towards them. Meaningful. A goal that lacks purpose and meaning is not worth considering. Whether your goal is work-related or personal, when you perceive the end results are worth the work involved, you will meet the challenges to achieve your vision. A is for achievable. Sure, setting achievable goals is a key factor in ensuring the success of your goal strategy. But what about an action plan? Articulate and acknowledge. Achievable. When you're setting a new goal for yourself, one of the most difficult decisions you have to make is determining exactly where you are planning to stake the goalposts. Place them too far away and the goal becomes unattainable. Place them too close and the goal becomes a virtual walk in the park. A large part of achieving your goals is the sense of accomplishment you feel when you've reached that summit. Achievable goals are those that require your full attention, focus, hard work, and determination without causing you undue pain or stress. Only then can you cherish the end result. Action plan. Setting goals without developing an action plan amounts to nothing more than being very imaginative. The first step in your action plan is writing out your goals. Committing your goals to a calendar transfers the goal from intuitive, creative, but non-active, right hemisphere of your brain to the focused, decisive left hemisphere. Schedule daily and weekly reviews of your goals so you can take regular action steps, disciplining yourself to review your goals regularly and create small action steps that will lead you towards those goals is a powerful accomplishment tool. Articulate. Dictionary.com has two very meaningful definitions for articulate that clearly describe the power of articulation. They are uttered clearly in distinct syllables, and made clear, distinct, and precise in relation to other parts. Articulating your goals, whether to yourself by way of daily affirmations or to friends and family, makes achieving them more successful. Every time you verbalize your goals, you are recommitting yourself to accomplishing what you set out to achieve. Acknowledge. Acknowledge each achievement, no matter how small. Every single positive step you take brings you closer to the ultimate prize, your success. Acknowledgement goes hand in hand with reward. So for example, if your goal is to increase retail turnover by 20% in the first 12 months and you achieve a 5% growth in retail sales the first quarter, acknowledge that milestone with a celebration for yourself and your staff. Remember, a celebration does not mean fireworks and being frivolous. Acknowledging your success can be as simple as a jazzy email to all the staff who are responsible for helping you. Your sense of satisfaction will come from the pleasure you'll get in acknowledging your staff and the pleasure you'll see in their faces. R is for relevant. Sure, keeping your goals relevant is a high priority, but so is reinvention and resolve. So relevant. As we move through life, our priorities and requirements change. This means that goals you set for yourself in the past may lose their relevance now in the future. By regularly revisiting and reviewing your goal plans, you can ensure your goals stay relevant to your lifestyle and the life choices you've made. If you discover a goal is no longer relevant, simply alter the outcome to suit your revised plans. You can course correct at any time. Although there will be times when a goal has to be discarded because it becomes totally irrelevant, always work towards replacing it with a new goal. Reinvention. Many of our greatest leaders have reinvented themselves by implementing life-changing goals and then working towards them methodically and purposefully. Wouldn't you like to reinvent yourself? Would you like to be more positive, more creative, more focused, and even more successful? You have the power to become the person you want to be. There's no doubting it takes courage, persistence, and hard work, but the end results are worth the journey. Resolve. It may sound trite, but the old adage, life wasn't meant to be easy, is certainly a truism, wouldn't you agree? The challenge is to find a successful, happy, fulfilled person who might have had it tough to get to where they want to be. If it were easy, then everybody would already be living the life they choose. Resolve is rising up and meeting the challenges you'll encounter, and you will encounter them, on the road to achieving your goals. T is for time-based. Goals consist of two basic elements, the end result and the time it will take you to achieve that end result. So creating time-based goals obviously is a crucial factor. But so are the words like tactical and thought-provoking. Time-based. Setting goals without a time frame is like setting out in your boat for a day of fishing without fishing rods. At best, you will enjoy the view, but you will drift around aimlessly on the water without achieving anything. Imagine you've created a goal for yourself, like, I'm going to be president of international marketing for this company. Sure, it's a well-defined goal, but when? In 1 month's time, a year, or maybe 10 years from now? Goals require a purpose, but they also need to be time-based. In our fast-paced society, time has become our enemy, but it has also become our life raft. In order to accomplish all the tasks we have set out for ourselves every day, we need to schedule time for each one of them. Goals are merely tasks with more emphasis put on them. So, setting goals that you're determined to achieve requires that you implement time-based markers along the way, in addition to a time-based conclusion. Now, of course, these time markers don't need to be set in stone, so be flexible enough to alter the time parameters as life dictates. Tactical. All of us employ tactics just to make it through our everyday lives. We leave home at a specific time to arrive at work on schedule, or we rearrange our schedule to get to the gym on time. These are simple examples of using tactical thinking to achieve a desired outcome. The same strategies apply to setting goals. Being tactical doesn't require military precision. Instead, being tactical requires smart thinking to enable you to set realistic goals and strategically work towards accomplishing them. Sidestepping obstacles that may stand in the way of your goals or removing those obstacles altogether is also using tactical planning. Thought-provoking. Our goals need to challenge us. The majority of us are content to sit inside our comfort zones without ever venturing outside the safety of our enclosed boundaries. So ask yourself, is that how I want to live the rest of my life? To live an extraordinary life, rich with personal fulfillment, love, success, and whatever else you desire, your goals need to be extraordinary and thought-provoking. A life without the exciting promise each new day brings, together with the stimulation each new project builds, is a life of quiet desolation. Reward yourself with the life you so richly deserve by planning goals that are brave, bold, and thought-provoking. Unlock a blueprint to creating and having your ideal business and your ideal life by scheduling your free consultation with me today. Now, after investing your valuable time with me, I hope that you gained insights and ideas that will propel you to even greater heights in every facet of your life. I salute you for your hunger for more, your drive for wanting to be even better, and your unyielding commitment for being the architect of your destiny. Please share the wisdom by passing on my Accountability Coach podcast to help ignite others, which can be found on most podcast platforms and in most English-speaking countries, and of course, on accountabilitycoach.com. And subscribe to the Accountability Minute for daily guidance on proven business success principles. Want more success tips and resources? Well, of course you do. Subscribe to my blog by going to accountabilitycoach.com/blog and aim for what you want each and every single day. Until next time, make it a great day, today and every day. I appreciate you listening.